There's been a lot of sad news, a lot of heavy news over the weekend. So it's good that today there's no big news around it. Australia is obsessed by one thing and one thing only. Sausages.
Oh. You sausage. Might notice. Sausage.
Well, it turns out we're going to do this.
Hey, boys.
Everybody say
sausage.
Time for the sausage report.
It's our sausage report. The Triple M sausage report. I feel like this will actually come in handy. I feel like we'll use this opener more than just today. But the big news in sausages today, of course, is Bunnings. Bunnings, who, due to occupational health and safety, have put out a message around the country to their sausage sizzle operators that the onion should be served under the sausage rather than on top of the sausage due to safety reasons.
Now, will you do a show that follows the media very closely? Is this a great promotion for Bunnings?
Yes.
It is, okay.
Absolutely, it is. So 100%.
Nothing else.
Well, no, I reckon there's, like, anytime something like this happens, we were talking about this, there used to be a comedian, I think it was Andrew Goodwin, who used to have, there's a thing on the back of condoms that says, please do not send back used condoms to the manufacturers. Mm. And he said, the reason that's there is, at some stage, someone did that. So the reason that they've had to do this with the onions is that at some stage, a bit of onion's fallen out on the floor at a Bunnings or something.
Is this the reason for it, is it?
This will be the reason for it. Somebody slipped on an onion, someone's tried to, you know, sue Bunnings and now they have to bring this in. But our nation is in meltdown. It's the big story all over the TV this morning. They're actually eating various sausages at the moment on the Today Show with the onions on top, on the bottom, sauce in different directions. This is how they covered it out of 6 o'clock this morning.
Bunnings is being forced to change the classic sausage sizzle.
What?
I know. Just wait.
Oh, come on, Georgie.
There are some safety concerns. Now, look at that there. You can see how perilous that looks.
What?
Well, it's all about the onion. It's all about the onion.
What are you talking about, Georgie?
Well, the suggestion from Bunnings is that by placing the onion on top of the slippery sausage, there's a risk that it can fall out and you could slip.
Now, Carl loves some slippery sausage talk, but can we just, before we get to the rest of this story, listen to the noise that Carl makes at the end of that?
Was Georgie working a little blue there, Alan Rascal style, or not? Was there a little bit of...
I mean, as soon as she mentioned slippery sausage, all Carl was thinking... So, here's the rest of the story.
So you see, what needs to be done,
yes,
and this is of national importance, people, listen in.
Yeah.
What needs to be done is the onion needs to sit under the slippery sausage.
What do you mean?
Well, if it sits under the sausage and you wrap the bread up around it...
That's un-Australian.
There's no risk.
Un-Australian.
It's un-Australian for anyone to say it's un-Australian.
How do you feel about this, Dar? So you're an onion on sausage guy. I want to hear from people. 133353. Are you caught up in this? Do you think this is the outrage that everybody seems to think it is? I would have thought if you're onion on your sausage, does it really matter if it's on the top or the bottom? I would have thought maybe your sauce on your sausage, the onions underneath. Rosie.
Oh, duh.
I was saying how I feel about it.
Do you care? Have you ever had a Bunnings sausage?
I've had many a Bunnings sausage.
Yeah. Onions?
Yes. I'm an onions man.
Onions on the top?
No, whatever.
How do you your fructose?
I probably shouldn't have an onion.
Or the bread. Do they have gluten-free bread down at Bunnings?
No. That's not part of the program down there. It sucks you in, though, doesn't it? The smell, smell of a Bunnings sausage is just as...
Ed, you ever had a Bunnings sausage? Ed, you ever been to Bunnings?
Have you ever sent Finn down to Bunnings?
Is that why you come to eat a sausage on your behalf? It turns out that around Australia, there's different Bunnings sausage rules as well. 133353, does your local Bunnings have an individual thing? Apparently in Western Australia, they serve their sausages in buns.
No.
In Western Australia, like a hot Bunnings,
dog.
Like a hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
And in New South Wales, in different parts of New South Wales, you can get the piece of bread, two sausages, and then like another piece of bread, sausage sandwich style.
No. Do you have butter on your bread?
They don't offer it there usually.
Oh, you should.
But I just go sausage, if they've got it, cheese, I don't do the onion, mustard, and tomato sauce.
You know that Gary's Meats, I think it's Gary's Meats down at Paran now. They actually
where
have,
Russell Gilbert used to make sausages.
Yeah, because it's the world champion sausages down there. Yeah. They actually have now a section that's called the Bunnings sausage. Because people are saying, well, you know, really just...
I don't want your fancy sausages.
No, you don't want a fancy one.
But they've got sort of upmarket, but they taste like Bunnings sausages. So the real McCoy in there.
A slippery sausage.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
Paul's on the line from Bayswater. What can you tell us, Paul?
Yeah, this is great news, guys. Love it. This is... I do this anyway. I always take my sausage out, flip it over and put the onion underneath.
Okay, Paul. So you're excited about this news. Paul, why is it that you like the onions on the bottom?
Well, it's not a safety thing for me. It's just I don't want to lose my onions. Yeah, I've paid for these onions.
That's a good point.
taxpayers' money. Yeah. I'm outraged.
There's a win for Paul. Thanks for your call, mate. Appreciate that. John from Ferntree Gully. What do you think, John?
Well, I was up in Darwin doing some work for the Navy and had a course to go to Bunnings during the week. And they had a permanent sausage sizzle set up there where the bloke had about a choice of 20 sauces. It didn't matter where you put your onions on it because you had these adults-only chili sauces. One was over 18, one you had to be over 21. I thought, I can handle a bit of chili. So he put a sample on my finger and it just about blew my brains out.
You've got to love Darwin.
Oh, unbelievable. You were looking for a VB at 9:30 in the morning.
Hey, Johnny, hang on the line. I've got a Coles Express voucher coming your way. Thanks
for on, Johnny.
You're cool. Simon from Brunswick.
How you going, boys?
Good, mate. Go for it.
Look, I've just moved here from Darwin as well, where we have sausage sizzled every day at Bunnings. And I took on Sydney Road traffic the other day, a little bit dusty, and went to the Bunnings in Brunswick, and they were serving only vegan sausages.
And only in Brunswick.
Brunswick. It used to be the toughest suburb in Melbourne. Now it's only got vegan sausages.
Not anymore.
What's happened to Brunswick? Jeez.
How about Simon? How outrageous. He's come from Darwin.
He's hungover.
He's hungover. I'll go to Bunnings. He's got a vegetarian.
Did you ever go at one, Simon?
No. Funny enough, I'm not over now.
No. I was going to say that most sausages don't have a lot of meat in them, I don't think. So I think a lot of them are close to vegetarian and vegan.